morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyne. Joining us in the second hour is our most determined, faithful patriot that you can probably find anywhere south of the 48, Jack Mullen. And we're going to get into this coronavirus. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, girl? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary, no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse, and we're going into the wilderness with Jesus. We're going into the Book of Revelation. We're going to Wuhan, China. We're going to study the art of war as practiced by Sun Tzu. And we're going to reveal the deep, dark secrets of the New World Order and how you have been captured and put in your own personal FEMA sequestration with the power of illusion and a sneeze. It is just unbelievable that the whole world could be captured so easily by the power of the media and the tube, the TV tube. One of the great movies I've always liked is The Movie Network. It was done in 1976. And for a lot of people, that's such a long, long time ago that maybe you weren't even born then. But if you ever do anything in your life that involves a motion picture, that motion picture is absolutely at the top of the list, so that you can learn in a very short period of time, comedically, how the power of words and propaganda work, how they are twisted and manipulated to serve our masters and ingratiate us to servitude. It's very, very, very important. Howard Beale said, "But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We tell you that Kojak always gets the killer, or nobody gets cancer at Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry. Just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any kind of shh you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you to do. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. Turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off. And maybe pick up the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Bible and have a read, have a look. The whole concept of power that they manifest upon us is all based on the illusion. They create a synthesis of an idea, like the pandemic, and convince everyone in the greatest media jihad the world has ever seen that we are in the grips of this deadly pandemic. And as Howard Beale, the character in Network, said, none of it is real, it's an illusion. But because the tube told you this, backed up by the newspapers and the radio, and then the echo chamber effect of people in the street, you've actually come to believe it. And you're surrendering everything you have, everything you ever could have, completely and totally. This is the most egregious and successful application of Sun Tzu's The Art of War that's probably ever happened in human history. He said, the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. You have been subdued. You can't even form the thought of resistance to the paradigm that's been established for you. That's how successful it's been. You won't even sneeze back. You will give up all your liberties. You will be placed in virtual house arrest. And there's a reason for that. because then your only companion will be the tube or the internet, which will facilitate the news that the tube facilitates to control your mind. And all that we have ever had, ever will have, will be gone. I'm big on reading. A lot of people I know are big on reading. And we're so far away from reading, I don't even think people understand some of the basic children's books. And one of the ones I've always been quick to mention is Chicken Little. And the notorious words that ring from one coast to the other coast all around this world of ours. The sky is falling, the sky is falling, because the fox always tells us the sky is falling, and he scares us into submission to do whatever he wants us to do while he's waiting with his knife to fillet his food for dinner. They do it with the climate change debate, although there the sky is just changing into something else as opposed to falling, but it's the same rational process that they use, and we fall for it like suckers. They come up with this germ, of which there are just negligible cases almost anywhere, and I submit to you too, this has been around for a long time, the SARS coronavirus. There was an outbreak, so they say, or exposure in 2003. So it's highly likely after all these close to 17 years that we, a good portion of us, already have some symptom or sign in our body that when we're tested, we show positive because it's been all around the world before. And maybe we've even been sick by it and recovered. So it's no big surprise to the powers that be that when they test us, they can say, yes, we tested positive for something that we've dealt with perhaps years ago in our systems. I was reminded by a good friend today of something that I had done before. And that's the funny thing about the world to a great extent, is sometimes we've forgotten more than we can ever bring to grips with. And that was one of them. And it was the Rockefeller report on this wonderful virus. And it just blows me away, because I covered the Rockefeller report of 2010 back in the time of the London Olympics. And the thing that was so pressing about that back in 2010 is because it said for the Olympics, there was going to be a bombing and 13,000 people were going to be killed. So that kind of put it at the top of the list for me that when those London Olympics came, that I should refer to this to say, hey, warning, warning, Will Robinson, warning. They planned something. The fact that they built the Olympic site on an old nuclear waste dump sure makes things even more suspicious, that they're either poisoning everyone who goes there or they may have left something embedded in the ground to take us all out. There was a great hero back then. Maybe some of you heard of him. Maybe some of you haven't. Probably most of you haven't. His name was Rick Clay, and Rick was spelled R-I-K. And Rick is R-I-P. Because he was a very popular young blogger at the time, and he took this on. And he revealed this scenario everywhere as best as he could. And then he was one of those people that just died way too young, and maybe with a little help from his enemies. But the bottom line here is, in this time, the Rockefeller Group or Foundation wrote a plan called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. On page 18, there's a thing called lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. Only trouble is we don't have much citizen pushback, except for maybe the kids who went to the beach on spring break in Florida. God bless them all for just saying nuts, like General McAuliffe at Bastogne when the Germans surrounded him. We're not falling for this crap. We're going to live our lives and celebrate our freedom from school and from totalitarianism. So in this report, in 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hit. Unlike 2009's H1N1, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese was extremely virulent and deadly. Even the most pandemic-prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months. The majority of them healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economics. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt, debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. Even locally, normally bustling shops and office buildings sat empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. The pandemic blanketed the planet, though disproportionate numbers died in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America, where the virus spread like wildfire in the absence of official containment protocols. But even in developed countries, containment was a challenge. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its leniency, accelerating the spread of the virus not just within the U.S., but across borders. However, a few countries did fare better, China in particular. The Chinese government's quick imposition of enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as well as its instant and near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saved millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than in other countries and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. So it was in the book. There's a video out where someone's reviewing this coronavirus Rockefeller Foundation plan that gets into this on how these pandemic laws have virtually stripped everyone everywhere of any semblance of freedom, a constitutional composure to your life, a Bill of Rights, to turn us into the ultimate police state where you will openly submit to any authoritarian controls about putting yourself under house arrest, allowing search and seizure in the streets, probably incarceration, anything. It is the wet dream of the totalitarian globalists and whoever handles them. And this is something that we have to come to grips with. We are being led into servitude and bondage. Moses liberated us, and the plan is to always get us back into servitude and bondage. And through deception, you win wars. That is the art of the propaganda matrix, which is why you come to power our nation, because we can tell you these things and reveal the secrets of our masters and put them back into perspective. Because if you don't, all that you have, all that you would ever dare to acquire, will be lost. One of the major objectives in this is to completely and totally destroy the economy. They always use the Titanic analogy for the economy. And just like a ship without bulkheads to protect and isolate various compartments, we become vulnerable to the water once we get a leak, and we can get to the point of no return and dive to the bottom of the sea. That point may have been reached. Maybe it could soon be reached. But this is one of the major objectives of these people. Mr. Trudeau, one of my patron saints here in Canada, said very clearly once, "The very concept of a nation founded by European settlers is offensive to me. Old stock white Canadians are an unpleasant relic and quite frankly replaceable. And we will replace them." A comment on his open borders immigration strategy. So we see what side he's on. It isn't ours. That's why I call him the greatest of enemies. To you Americans, both domestic by treaty and foreign by nature. A man totally committed to destroy the United States and all the Western economies. And I made a big point of trying to get across this Munich Security Conference and the World Economic Forum at Davos this year, because the one key word there was Westlessness, the destruction of everything you have, ever will have, or ever hope to have. And as the other character said in the movie Network, "Is any of this getting through to you, Mr. Beale?" Because it better. If you think that they're just going to pay you to stay home and be a droid, you're sadly mistaken. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that this is the first step of a genocide pogrom, because that's the way they start. They use deception. No one tells you to say, get in that boxcar, we're taking you to the ovens. Oh, yeah, sure. No. They have to have a network of lies to get you to cooperate. Well, you're just being relocated. Don't worry, we've got a place for you on the other side. It's all right. Don't worry. You all stay together. Everything's going to be fine. Until the final door is slammed shut. And then things aren't fine. And they'll never be fine again. Because you've been caught in a trap. And then it doesn't matter what you know, what you think. They've got you. And this is probably one of the greatest grabs for power that will ever be seen in human history. And so far, it is very effective. And I'd have to say, we're losing badly because we can't even comprehend the level of deception that is at play here because we're stuck to that tube. And many times I've told you, turn it off. The old Indian legend of which wolf prospers, the one you feed mainstream media. Mainstream media is going to destroy us as a civilization. And you pay them to do it. And then you have partisans behind the scenes trying to save what's left, trying to protect you and defend you, like Power Our Nation. Which wolf do you wish to feed? The one that's going to devour you or the one that wants to save you? Cut off all your cable bills. Give the money to the Power Hour. And maybe we can all live and breathe a little longer because of it. Feed the right wolf, not the one that devours you. Feed us so we can devour the wolf. But much is going to happen, and a lot of it doesn't frighten me because I have left the reservation on the concept of money. Because I know my Bible, and I know what it says. My treasure is stored in heaven. I don't come here before you with power. I come before you with authority. Authority to do the right thing, to lead you in a better direction, which is hopefully salvation and heaven. Humbly before God, to say, this is the true path, a better path than all the temporal things the world offers. The only thing the world can say is, we value our money more than anything. We value it more than our freedom. And that's part of the movie network, too, The Vast Dominion of Dollars. You can watch that on YouTube. That's something they allow so far. And just see it, smell it, feel it. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, give it all away to the poor and follow me. Sometimes we say we follow Jesus, but how can we be? We're not. So in a way, the world and the destruction of the global economy may do us a favor. It may bring us to that realization at one time that our treasure is going to be stored in heaven, and it will not be stored here on earth. In fact, in heaven, there's really no such thing as money. That's an illusion that came to us as part of Jesus' trip through the wilderness, where that cute, cuddly monster Satan comes up to you and says, all this can be yours. And virtually the whole world goes, yes! Yes, I covet it. And I spit in Satan's eye and say, I do not. Because what you're trying to give me is already mine. God gave it to me. So you can't give it to me even if you try, unless I allow the illusion to unfold. In Revelation 18, it's very, very clear about what happens to Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great is fallen. It has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven, come out of her, my people, that ye not be partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. But afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, this great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. So all these wares, the merchandise that's described in the next two verses, just deteriorate in value. Everything at that point will flow down to zero. As the global economy is taken apart, it will flow down to zero. So what we lust after, what we care to covet, will mean nothing anymore. And by going after these things and trying to preserve these things and save these things, we're not putting any treasure in heaven. And when our day comes, will we find our salvation? I sincerely doubt it. So in a way, this destruction gives us an opportunity to think of what really truly has value. The words in the sacred book, the words on sacred documents from the founding fathers or other countries, sacred documents that believe in God and believe in the inalienable rights for all. Those are the valuable things. Your loved ones, yourself, God created flesh and blood. Those are valuable things. Remember that when you look in the mirror. That this is the time, brothers and sisters. It is upon us now. This is one of the greatest cataclysms in human history. And we're on the front seat in this battle. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Froehling. This is Power Hour Nation.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. This is where it's at, brothers and sisters. There is no other place that's going to lay down the path that we need to take. Because we are at what I would call the end of the biblical age. I did media with the last PhD student of Marshall McLuhan, the greatest media scientist, one of the greatest geniuses of the 20th century, who advised presidents of the United States, the presidents of the various news networks on communications and the power to control the mind. He wrote the books on this, and I have a blog on my site at the very top. Marshall McLuhan is Satan, the Prince of the Airwaves, because that's one of the things he said. Satan is the prince of the air, and he understood that biblically to mean that he controls the radio, the TV, the microwaves, and whatever else is transmitting communications around the world. It is his way to wrap you around his finger. And when you look at the world today and how everyone is reacting to that stimulus, you can be absolutely, positively certain that that was a correct analogy. It was tried to be revealed in that classical story, The Wizard of Oz. There is the man behind the curtain, and the man behind the curtain controls you. But like the scarecrow, the tin man, and the lion, if you find those inner qualities that they tell you you don't have, you can expose the man behind the curtain and get your life back. Marshall McLuhan said, to educate means to produce immunity against a television. A lot of you believe in homeschooling. Educate yourself. Please do not let it stand idle. There used to be an old comedy show in Canada called Second City, and the start of it was people throwing their TVs off the balcony. Well, don't do that. Gravity has power to smack people out, but I think you get the point. So I wrote a blog called The Closure of Dimensional Space, The End of the Biblical Age. And this is where we're at. You can't deny it, that this is the end of the biblical age. We live in a flesh and blood, Garden of Eden reality. Some people call it three-dimensional. And we're being sequestered sooner or later into a new dimensional space that will be artificial reality, artificial intelligence, and robotic creatures. That is another age, completely opposite to the age we're in. When I read the Ten Commandments and I hear things about no graven images, all through history, we probably haven't got it down right because we didn't understand the technology to come. The graven image, in my opinion, would be the altering of DNA to make something else. And this is the other grand design of this psychological warfare battle on you, is to give you a new type of vaccine that changes your DNA. Your DNA are like little antennas. I believe Jack mentioned that once before, that you can send signals. Where do you think those signals go? And if you're on your knees praying, you probably know the answer to that. So if I change that DNA and I change the frequency, the Bible talks a lot about how we're cut off from God when we take the mark of the beast, a little bit of computer technology. Of course we're cut off because we're not operating on the frame frequency anymore. Now we're operating on Satan's frequency, and he can program our minds and our bodies in any way he sees fit as the technology progresses. So we're just nothing more than robotoids of some sort or another. That's the end of the age and the beginning of another age. And if we enter that space, that dimensional realm, we are cut off. I've said it before, they have the cloud. Jesus rises into the cloud with those that are remaining to free the dead in the cloud, where we are imprisoned. The old movie Metropolis, I found a nice poster of that. Put it in my blog, where you see the city and you see the woman who was roboticized, wearing like a little helmet to put electricity in her head, in a trance, completely controlled by the forces of darkness. So even in the silent film age, when this movie was made, they knew that. They knew where they were going. Satan's minions always know where they're going. They know the end game. We're just lied to and told it's a conspiracy theory or some form of conjecture. But I always use the example of the deer in the forest. When the deer hears the twig snap, it bolts. When it gets to a position of safety, it can look back and say, was it the hunter or not? We don't do that. We just stand idly by and wait and wait and wait, because we have to be certain. We have to have proof. Well, the absolute proof for the deer is you're on the hunter's dinner table. You're sure. But you're also surely dead. So part of surviving in the world is you have to recognize danger long before the danger can destroy you or trap you. That's very important, and I hope that's something you teach your children. Because if you don't, then they're just victims to this world that they want to make, which will be a complete digital concentration camp. I talked to you about Rick Wiles and his trip to the Barcelona phone conference. That's on the internet to listen to and review. I have links to it on my site, conspiracy-cafe.com. You listen to that man. He's an honest, decent American, a very Bible-based, good-hearted Christian. I've listened to him for a long, 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 long time. Even when he was back on American Freedom News back in the 9/11 days. I always admired and respected him. That's someone I'll trust to listen to. The talking heads on most other media, to me, are just enemies trying to lure me into a trap. In Luke 16, there's the story of Lazarus. Lazarus was poor, humble, a total beggar, covered in sores. But the good thing about dogs is they didn't care. The dog would lick his sores. He lived and hoped to feed on the crumbs which fell off the rich man's table. When Lazarus died, he was taken to heaven to see Abraham. And the rich man went into the ground and fell into a deeper trap, something known as hell. So to covet all this money, to lust for the power, really doesn't win the game, does it? It's far better to be Lazarus and be with Abraham in heaven, because then the money won't matter and neither will the source, because you'll be in a new format.
without all those things. It's the treasure that you stored in heaven that will make a big, big difference for you. And that's where I hope, in time, Power Hour Nation will have its reunion in heaven. Another great video that's going around, it was a snippet from an old TV show, and I was so happy to find it, because it's just the world, the news, how it works. 30-Minute Theater, Season 3, Episode 13, The Newsbenders from 1968 with Donald Pleasance. I was hoping to play a segment from that. You listen to how they manufacture the news. It is just mind-bending that they plan the news 10 years in advance and get into critical planning a year in advance to convince you of whatever you need to be convinced of. And that virtually everything is fake. So even though before they talked about all the fake news, all our leaders seem to be inured to have fake news and give you fake news. Whoever masters the world has control of the news. So I hope that's something that you free and liberate yourselves from, that you'll no longer be a slave to it. It's a hard thing to do because it's like breaking free from a cult. I remember as I went through the process with various stories that come along that they say are true, and you listen to them, and you have your doubts about the truth, about reality. But then as you keep looking and looking and looking, you keep finding everything they tell you has holes in it. The truth doesn't have holes in it. It's like I told you before, what I call Jesus logic. Any story that comes along, if it's the truth, it sets you free. If it enslaves you, it's a lie. So you lost your job. You're stuck in your house. You can't go out. You're under quarantine. And they'll throw you in jail for violating various edicts from some tin pot dictator that could be your mayor, your governor, or whatever. Are you free? No. So what must it be? A lie. It can only be a lie. Either that or there's no such thing as Jesus and no such thing as the truth. And that can't be. So if we defeat the psychological operation and we can go back to work and we can move freely about and there are no edicts to violate to be thrown in jail, then that must be the truth because we're free. And that's something to take to the bank. God's bank, where you store your treasure in heaven. So I guess we should grace ourselves with some of the news, since Catherine was so kind to send it to us. Man claiming to be infected with COVID-19 arrested after deliberately coughing at shop staff in England. Well, in a way, a lot of that could be a good part of a comedy movie, really. I was teasing a senior I know downtown in Toronto. She went to the bank. She's in her 80s. Sweet, sweet woman. You know, I almost call her a pack mule for the way she's been going back and forth to pick up things at the empty stores. And she went to the bank, and she's the only one not wearing a mask because she's old and she's seen real things go down. Everyone else in the bank is wearing a mask, and the staff look at her in an alarmed state. And I'm saying, you know, isn't that funny? Because in the old days, it was the man who went to the bank with the mask that everyone would look in, thinking he's a robber. And you're the one without the mask, and now everyone's looking at you. So I thought that was rather humorous in a way. Thailand shut down. Workers in informal jobs struggle to survive. So there we go. We just see how we're being forced into subjugation. So in time, while we're begging for a spoonful of food or a glass of water, we'll take that mark of the beast, won't we? Christian pastors have been talking about that for a long time, because I remember listening to them in my 20s. That's one thing they will use to weaponize food, to make us submit, to take the devil's mark. WHO head tells Africa to wake up to coronavirus threat. Well, I'll tell you something. People in Africa die in droves every day. So to come by and say, you know, there's 10 cases here, 2 people died over there, 50,000 children die of neglect every night. And when you die of starvation, it is very, very painful because your organs melt inside. It's like you're being fried with a blowtorch. So if anyone's ever had enzymes consume an organ, you know what I'm talking about. I call it pistol paint. Shoot me so it's over faster. You're going to scare them? I hardly think so. Global elites flee Chinese coronavirus threat on private jets. Now, that's important. Are they fleeing the threat, or are they fleeing the manufacture of the threat? Because if we figure it out, it could be the French Revolution. If we sort of pretend we have courage. Or part of it might be like what Jack's going to talk about, that what we're seeing is the application of 5G technology, which has very similar effects with a few minor differences that tend to point in that direction. U.S. is preparing for the possibility of a coronavirus pandemic that could last up to 18 months, report says. And of course, this is coming from CNN. And the thing that I just find absolutely amazing about that, I mean, just absolutely amazing, is Donald Trump wanted to buy this CureVac company that makes one of these RNA vaccines. And while I was looking into that and other things, I found out that the U.S. government was recruiting quarantine specialists in November of last year, 1 month after that tabletop exercise, Event 201. So they're already hiring the people for the thing that was going to happen next month. So when I tell you that they manufacture things a year in advance or 10 years in advance and they get down to critical planning as it gets closer and closer, it's hardly a stretch of the imagination. It's the truth. If I get coronavirus, I get coronavirus, the spring break kids in Miami. God bless them. Hope you have fun down there. Stay away from drugs and illicit other things and enjoy yourselves. But in a way, it's almost like D-Day. They're storming the beach, just like their grandfathers and great-grandfathers did in 1944 on the coast of France or many South Pacific islands for hopefully some sort of freedom. Georgia City shuts down farm stand run by preschoolers unless they pay $50 a day to do business. I can't remember where I read that in the Bill of Rights. I don't think it's there. Governor Gavin, California, he's going to call out the National Guard to be ready. See, there we go. We got to get into the complete and total lockdown and prison state where we'll all be enslaved, forced to watch TV, learn all the lies, and get our vaccination to totally and completely cut us off from God. Tulsi Gabbard suspends presidential campaign, endorses Biden. Well, I can't throw up on radio. I did like her. She seemed to be one of the best of the pack. But to endorse Biden, well, I don't think there's anybody in the Democratic Party you could really endorse. She should have just remained silent. That's a right. Iran oil, U.S. slaps sanctions on five UAE-based companies. Another card in the collapse of the global economy game, perhaps, one that may come back to bite us. Cleaning up, Scottish whiskey makers now distilling hand gel. Well, I guess you got to go where the profits are, and they probably can't turn around to toilet paper fast enough. Coronavirus, air pollution and CO2 fall rapidly as the virus spreads. I look at this as a sidebar issue that made me very suspicious that the green movement, the ones who wanted to be green fascist and Nazis and to throw away the rule books on any sort of legalese or decency, just to save the world from the imaginary climate change thing. Like, I won't say I'm a climate skeptic, but long before I was on this earth, and my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather and 10 grandfathers before him, there were ice sheets all over North America, and they're gone now. So we've been warming for a long time, and it's got pretty much nothing to do with us. They're just saying it does, and people who don't know any better believe it. Twitter responds to coronavirus by banning jokes about it. And that's the whole thing about free speech, right? It's to be banned by these monolithic companies that people invest in. If they go to zero, I've never used Twitter. I'd have to say it's probably for twits if they're doing this. It's just disgusting, despicable.
I could understand if someone was being, like, overtly gross or something like that, that, you know, whatever. But part of the whole concept of humor, it is used as a weapon. Late-night TV are masters of this, as propaganda masters, especially when President Trump was coming up along the line. The late-night TV shows just destroyed him at every chance they could get to make him look like a fool, an idiot, whatever. And most of it's all just total garbage. They did the same thing with Mayor Ford in Toronto. That was probably the dry practice run, I guess, getting ready for President Trump, just to destroy the man's reputation. I don't believe in kicking a man while he's down. They profit from it. When I find a man who's addicted, like Mayor Ford was, I prefer to pray for him. I prefer to find a way to lead him to salvation. I prefer a way to say, I understand, brother. I'll help you cross the void. To go on TV and make fun of him for some sadistic pleasure of other people who I probably would never want to associate with, I just find despicable. I've worked with people who had problems. One of my favorites was a man who was a terrible alcoholic. But there was a reason for his alcoholism. And he never could face it. I counsel people. I help people. And he liked to drive. He was a transport truck driver, a professional. He just loved to drive. And when you're in rush hour and stuff, it's going, okay, you like to drive. You know, it's rush hour. You're going to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic until we get out of town. Oh, no, I love to drive, George. You know, you want to read a book? You read your books, and I'll drive. Well, okay, I read my books. I do counseling. I was reading counseling books to help people who were sexually abused as children to get up on how to help them. And then he knew what I was reading. And then one day, he just took me to this neighborhood I'd never been in before, pulls up to a house and tells me that he was molested there when he was a young boy. And I go, okay, well, now we know why you drink, and now we're going to fix it. And he went into a treatment program, and he recovered and became a normal human being again. I didn't laugh at him. No one wanted to work with him because he smoked like a chimney, and you never knew if he was not going to come into work or if he fell off the wagon, as they say. It didn't bother me. So I stand by you, brother. If they're taking you to hell, I'm going to run in front of you and stop it and bring you back. That's my commitment as a human being. I'm not going to laugh at you or throw you down. I'm going to pick you up and hopefully shine you up so that we can both stand before the Lord and say thanks. Thank you for letting me serve you, and thank the Lord on your behalf that you have been saved from this abyss that you were in. No one deserves it. That's the difference between these jackals. Jackals. Total jackals. And a decent human being. And one of the funny ones was, one day he was really itchy and scratchy and had to go to an AA meeting like yesterday. And the nearest one was at the airport. Because we were working near the airport. It was just straight in. You know, I wait outside in the vehicles. Comes out. He comes out, he's green. I go, what's the matter? And he goes, I thought I was bad. Those guys are pilots. COVID-19, ibuprofen should not be used for managing symptoms, says doctors and scientists. Yes, indeed, because that could be a catalyst to make it worse or bring it on. In the Spanish flu days, which you're not supposed to call it that anymore, but in the 1918 flu pandemic, it was aspirin that was a trigger item, because they know you're going to use it. And if they're giving you a bioweapon or something that's going to hurt you, it's well thought out. They know your first line of defense, and they try to turn it into a trap. Younger adults are a large percentage of coronavirus hospitalization in the United States, according to the new CDC data from the Washington Post. Another fine example of mind control viruses. And I thought I read that in the Rockefeller report. Oh, and when that virus comes out, it's going to hit the young people. So I guess their scripted news is just as good as any. Early coronavirus drug trials turn in mixed result, Newsmax. There are many places doing things. I hear there's great success in Cuba, which probably isn't going to make the front page news, with things they're using. India has also used some drugs successfully. I posted the Indian article on my website. It's on the blog page, conspiracy-cafe.com, so you can go in there and have a peek. But one of the big things, of course, they're not going to mention is what came out of God's cupboard. And when I found the Lancet article, compliments of a friend, on licorice root, an acid called gazirin or something like that, that kills SARS coronavirus. I got licorice all over the place. You know, licorice tea is just so aromatic and beautiful. You pour that in your cup and it's just, you get that. So I guess that's aromatherapy. And then I found one from Egypt that was mixed with cinnamon, too. And cinnamon's a fantastic thing to put in your body. And that was another form of, So I pour that in my cup when I'm working, and I'm in nirvana heaven. And maybe I won't end up in the grave. But it came from God's cupboard, and I'm proud to have it. Other things that cause or come from God's cupboard, essential oils for anxiety. Stop and smell the roses from the doctor group. And you just can't go wrong. You really can't, because this is what it's all about. Bergamot, a fantastic thing. Lavender, rose, German blue chamomile. Can't go wrong with that. Bitter orange, frankincense. I love frankincense. You know, they gave that to Jesus. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. Probably a reason for that, because it's one of the most effective healing agents that your body needs. Clary sage. You can't go wrong. Another thing I found that I've tried is that oil from Iran now. Saffron. I feel great after using that. Anyway, we're going to feel great on the other side because we've got Jack coming in to ride shotgun and tell us what the heck is going on in China. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.